Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Dirk Coetzee, Professor in Political Sciences at the University of South Africa, UNISA. Professor, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
And thank you for making time to chat to us. So, Professor, perhaps we can kick off and I can ask you a question, a very straightforward question. What's brought on the need for a coalition government in South Africa?
Well, it's when there's no party with a 50% plus one majority. And we know that in most instances, a government can only really govern if it can take decisions in the legislature, and for that, in most instances, they need at least 50% plus one, in some cases even more. But for most ordinary type of decisions, policy decisions about approval of legislation and so on, it's 50% plus one. And if a party has less than that, then they must look for partners in order to reach that point of 50% plus one. And then we start to talk about a coalition government.
And I mean, if we look back in time at particularly the Gauteng votes, and we look at the elections, if we go back to 2019, there the ANC acquired just over 50%, and 2021, 36% in the Gauteng votes. So, I mean, was it originally, even in 2019, a need to form a coalition government?
No, the ANC actually had the majority of one seat in the provincial legislature. So percentage-wise, I think it's 50.12%.
Right.
So they just made it with one seat. So in that respect, which means obviously that all their members must always be there when they vote. And sometimes it happens that someone is ill or someone is, for whatever reason, cannot be there. Then it can become quite tricky.
Absolutely. And I mean this now with the Premier, David Makura, him leaving, and I hear he's off to Germany for a couple of weeks and he may leave the party. So what does this mean now, essentially?
I think one should not overinterpret this. He comes to the end of his two terms as Premier. A Premier, like a President, can have only two terms. So by 2024, it will be the end of his time as Premier of Gauteng in any case, irrespective
right.
of what happens. At the same time, now this year was the provincial conferences of the ANC leadership at provincial level, so it happened in Gauteng. So I think in anticipation of the fact that he won't be able to continue as Premier, they also, while he didn't stand again as a candidate for the provincial chairpersonship of the ANC, and therefore, Bonsufi Lesufi was elected as the provincial chairperson. Now, the provincial chairperson, the ANC chairperson, is therefore the number one candidate normally for to become the premier. And I think that is the main logic that has been applied here. But strictly speaking, he is not yet out of the position as premier, and Lesufi is not yet necessarily confirmed as the candidate because the province, Gauteng, must submit three names to the National Executive Committee of the ANC, and they take the final decision. So it's sort of the second last step before the final decision, but it's most likely that Lesufi will ultimately become the premier. David Makura is certainly not moving out of the ANC. I mean, there's lots of speculation that he might become a candidate in the 2024 election for any position. Maybe a minister, maybe in any, and even in the ANC's conference at the end of the year. He wasn't successful in terms of building the ANC in Gauteng or recovering the losses of the ANC in Gauteng, but he was not necessarily a bad premier of the province. So in that sense, he doesn't leave the position under a cloud.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you for that clarity. And just lastly, Speaker at Council Vasco da Gama was voted out by the ANC and EFF. What is the story behind this?
Well, first of all, there's an ongoing war almost, political war between the ANC and the DA in Johannesburg. And we've seen it in the period between 2016 and 2021, the previous term of the local government. And for most of it, it was a DA-led coalition, and then thereafter, the DA took over. So it's actually the second motion of no confidence in Vasco da Gama also. At the same time, later on, Urban Mashaba was also removed with a motion of no confidence. So, and I think that the ANC is trying to go back to that situation. What they've done, and that's an identical replica of what they've done in 2016, is to try to get the support of some of the small parties who were and still now are part of the DA's coalition. In this case, now it was three members, one member from the IFP, two members from the ACDP, and one member from, which party is it now? But that voted together with the ANC and the EFF. But it doesn't mean that the IFP as a party voted for that. I mean, the IFP has seven members in the council, and only one of the seven voted for this motion. So I think what we are going to see is a regrouping of the coalition. It already, they indicated, they had already the meetings and where it happened. These three individuals will most possibly be disciplined by their parties, and therefore the likelihood of a motion of no confidence in the mayor, as well as to have, for example, an ANC speaker, is most unlikely. But politics is always the art of the impossible. So
absolutely.
It's not completely impossible for this not to happen, but it's very unlikely that that the DA will lose this coalition as it is at the moment.
And that's unfortunately out of time. Professor Dirk Kotzia, Professor in Political Sciences at the University of South Africa, UNISA. Thank you so much for just giving us a bit of clarity around our government's coalition and what to expect.